Hello. You know who this is, Jillian? This is Sleepy Joe. Sure is. You know why they calls me Sleepy? Because I always take them afternoon naps. They sure is good for you, Jillian, them naps. Just unlaxes your little nerves and make you feel good. Oh, by the way, Jillian, something else is good for you. Vegetables. They sure is. Yes, indeed. There's a lot of iron and stuff that you need in vegetables to help you grow. Yes, indeed, Jillian. So when you sit down to the table, make sure that you eat plenty of vegetables and make sure that you clean your plate. Oh, and now, Jillian, how about some music? For the story. All right. Just listen to this. Oh, wasn't that nice music, Jillian? There ain't nothing like good music and good chillin'. Course, there ain't no such things as bad chillin'. There sure ain't. Chillin' gets a little fretful now and then, but they ain't ever bad. No, indeed. Oh, and now for today's story. And this one is called The Tattling Snake. Little Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Squirrel had been out in the garden picking tomatoes. And they threw all the ones where it was too ripe in a pile just outside the briar patch, while they took all the good ones in the house. Then Br'er Rabbit said,
"What are we going to do to all them soft tomatoes there, Br'er Squirrel?"
"But don't know, Br'er Rabbit. They're entirely too soft to eat."
"Sure is. Uh-oh, listen, I got an idea. Let's throw them at Br'er Fox."
"But how are we going to throw them at Br'er Fox without him catching us and eating us?"
"Well, I tell you what we do. We get Br'er Fox to come over here where we is, and then throw all the tomatoes at him, and then run back in the briar patch where he can't catch us."
"But that's a good idea, and it will serve him right, too. Sure would, but how is we going to get Br'er Fox over here? That's what I'd like to know."
"Oh, that's easy. You find Br'er Snake and tell him that I'm over here by myself on the edge of the briar patch, and in no time at all, Br'er Fox be over here looking for me. You see if he ain't."
"How you know?"
"I know, all right. Just tell Br'er Snake that I'm over here, and you'll see."
"Okay, Br'er Rabbit. Okay, well, here I go."
And with that, Br'er Squirrel set out for to find Br'er Snake.
"Oh, there you are. Hello, Br'er Snake."
"Oh, hello, dear friend."
"Say, Br'er Snake, guess what?"
"What, my tree-climbing friend?"
"Little Br'er Rabbit, he played around on the edge of the briar patch by himself."
"Oh, you doesn't say. Oh, I must find my friend, Br'er Fox, and let him know."
"Oh, you ain't gonna tell Br'er Fox?"
"Of course I is. I wouldn't be a snake if I didn't. Goodbye, my bushy-tailed friend."
And off Br'er Snake went to find Br'er Fox.
"Oh, there you is, Br'er Fox."
"Well, Br'er Snake, well. Where's the seeing you here? So what you got on your mind there, Br'er Snake?"
"That darling little rabbit. He's playing around the edge of the briar patch again, all alone. And if you hurry, maybe this time you can catch the dear little thing and eat him."
Oh, sure. Sure, this time I'll get him. Yeah, thank you. So long, Br'er Snake."
And old Br'er Fox run over to the briar patch as fast as his leg could carry. And then he sneaked all around looking for Br'er Rabbit. Finally, he spied him. And he got real close to where he thought that he could jump on him. Then he commenced to sneak along real slow. Now, over behind the old dead log, Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Squirrel was waiting for him. And they had about a dozen soft tomatoes.
"Well, here it comes. Here come. Get ready, Br'er Squirrel. Here come."
"Not ready. All ready for him. Got a nice, great, big, soft tomato on each paw. Not ready. What's the floor on that?"
"Oh, not yet. Not wait. Let him get closer."
"Yes, sir." "Now?"
"No, not yet. No, wait. Wait now. Wait. Now.
Ow! Ow, wait a minute. Stop it. Somebody throwing soft tomatoes. Ow! Ow, wait a minute. Ow, help! Ow! Ow, wait a minute. I gotta get out of here. Bowder, they hit me all over the head there. Well, I gotta get out of here as fast as I can get.
And, chillin', you ought to see that old fox go. Brer Rabbit and Brer Squirrel hit old Brer Fox with every one of them ripe tomatoes. Every last one. And then run back into the briar patch as fast as they could, where he couldn't catch him. And old Brer Fox was so mad that he went back to Brer Snake, and he twisted him, and he turned him, and he tied him in a knot. And for all I know, he ain't undone himself yet. So you see, children, do you tattle on others, you're liable to get yourself tangled up, just like Brer Snake. Oh, and now, children, how about some more music? You would? Is y'all ready? You is? Then just listen to this. Oh, songs and stories and music. That's what chillin' like. Oh, and riddles. Remember the riddle I left with you at the last sitting? When is a cat but still not a cat? Could you get it? That's right, when she's a kitten. Oh, now here a riddle I want to leave with you for the next sitting. Listen. What pain do we make lighter? What pain do we make lighter? See, can you get that, children? Now, I'll give y'all the answer at the next sitting. Now, for old Sleepy Joe, say bye-bye. Here's a little thought that I want to leave with my children. If you're running on the wrong track, the worst of all mistakes is to open up the throttle instead of sitting on the brakes. Now, to the next sitting. Bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.